Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you mentioned the other day that having a day off in Florida helped cleanse the soul. Does winning a game against Florida on Saturday night do the same as well?
Yeah, I think they go hand in hand. I thought we had some good efforts in Washington, in Tampa Bay, came up with nothing. So you'd hate to have another good effort, you know, end up on the wrong side of it. So sometimes, like I said, you just get tired of losing and you go the extra mile through the course of 82 games. You'd like that every night. It's not possible for every team. But at the end of the day, I think our group's pretty good with that effort-wise. We'd gotten away from it a bit. We addressed it. We're fortunate to get points during that stretch. But now I see us playing a better brand a game on that road trip. Exception of Ottawa wasn't terrific. The other games, I thought we got back to more our game, and hopefully we can stick with it.
Is there something about the way you were able to break the puck out on Saturday night and the way you forechecked that you'd like to take into this homestand?
Yeah, I think our energy in the forecheck was the biggest difference. We were on top of them. They're a team, Florida, that wants to get going the other way. So if you can pressure the D, it's a lot like Toronto, I think. When you have success on the forecheck, pin them down their own end, they get a little antsy. They're used to transitioning and are willing to trade chances. So we kind of bottled them up pretty well, and all of a sudden you get pucks back, force them to defend something they don't want to do, maybe not as comfortable as some other teams. And at the end of the day, I thought that first period really set us up well for the win.
Jake DeBrusk had mentioned when he was on with us post-game in Florida that he was trying to coax some more details out of his game. What details did you see from him against the Panthers, and what would you like to see more of?
Well, he stopped on pucks that are 50-50, right? You're in a battle. Not every puck's going to be on the tape and full speed, and even the goal he got, he's kind of hunting around there. It didn't circle away when we didn't connect through the neutral zone. He stayed on it, got a good bounce, but if he circles away there, he's not getting that puck. So there's a few other occasions he did that well, stopping in front of the net. Those are things we always ask Jake to do because he's got a good first step. It's habits he has to get into. When to anticipate and go forward, and when to stop and make sure you're in a, you know, your defensive posture allows you to be in good offensive position when the puck does change hands. And then the last thing is on the boards, right? That's a continual work in progress with every winger on our team, from our oldest winger to our youngest winger. Be good on the boards, take pride in your work in there so that we can get going the other way, or worst case, we're pursuing pucks in the neutral zone, not staying in D zone.
If David Krejci and Jake DeBrusk both get a jump start offensively, how does that impact whether or not you move Charlie Coyle back to the third line?
Well, listen, that's what we were looking for. You know, we weren't getting enough of that secondary scoring from the middle of the lineup, or, you know, however you want to put it. Power play had dried up as well, so we needed something to happen for us so the power play gets going again. I have lots of confidence in that group. They scored one the other night, which helped, so hopefully that gets them going. But that's what we needed, and we got it. Got it early on. So Charlie, we see as our third line center, a driver of a line. If he's a better fit in the second line and we keep scoring and creating offense, then we'll make adjustments. We've always done that around here. I want to be fair to Charlie, make sure that we've told him originally we don't want him to be a yo-yo guy back and forth, but for the time being, it was discussed with the player. This is what we need you for, and so here's where you're going for now. And Charlie's good about it. He's going to play no matter what. I just think it's better for his development eventually to pick a position. But we're not doing that yet, right now.
Charlie McAvoy comes in with assists in each of his last three. But in the big picture, have you also seen his game take a step forward?
Yeah, we've mixed up some shifts for him as well. He plays against the top players every night for a young guy. That's a demanding task. Offensive numbers aren't probably to his liking, so that now all of a sudden he gets in his own head. So it's more about, okay, you're going to get the matchups. We're going to mix Carlo in on some of the D-zone draws. We're going to put you out in offensive situations to get your game going so you can push the puck and play with Torrey Krug, which, you know, as always, you got two offensive guys. I just think you see so much more of that in the National Hockey League now. 10, 15 years ago, we never saw that. But now it's such a transition game that a lot of teams are willing to do it. I don't know if they do it full-time, but certainly through pockets of the game. I think it's freed Charlie up to get going. And you saw it in Washington, a nice play to Pasta, and be a little more involved in the rush, which is playing to his strength, a little more enjoyable. But he still has to take care of his duties back in his own end. So I think it's been a good mix for him.
How do you want to attack the Kings tonight to start a four-game homestand?
Well, if we can play behind the D, I think that's, you know, where they've got some younger players there that we can, similar to Florida, get behind them, get on them, you know, hopefully create some turnovers, force them to defend. They're a man-to-man team down low, create some separation. That's the start. Neutral zone's a little different, a little like old Ottawa, 1-3-1, so we've got to make sure that we have low support if we're going to make plays through there. Otherwise, got to go behind, not get stubborn. And then in D zone, they're a good team at getting pucks to the net. You know, they outshoot pretty much all their teams. A lot of it's volume shooting, so let's make sure that we're in a good position to box out that original shot, rebound, recover it, and get going.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Kings are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.